Initial the initial.
Okay. Item number 18, please.
I try.
From the county executive, requesting authorization to amend section 17.305 sub 1 of the Milwaukee County Code of General Ordinances as it pertains to residency requirements for appointed and unclassified positions.
Thank you. Ms. Korhorst.
Good morning, Chairman and Supervisors. I'm coming before you today to talk about a situation that we discovered as that has a lack of a process. And we're coming to the board to request the process so that we can move forward. Currently, there is no process for unclassified Milwaukee County employees to seek an extension to their residency requirement in Milwaukee County. We have the situation that we would like to seek such extension, so we wanted to bring forth something to the board to start to have a conversation about the process so that we can hopefully move forward with something for the future.
Thank you. Supervisor Haas.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. The amendment that is before you would put a essentially a cap on the number of the extensions that the HR director could give to a person not having residency within the county. As you can see, it says in no case shall the waiver of the residency requirements extend beyond 1 year from the date of appointment. And I believe this is important so that we can, if we have employees that are coming on board, we need them, we should have them within the county, more directly contributing to the local economy, ease of residency, ease of continuity with our practices here. So I ask you to approve my amendment. Thank you. I move approval.
Of the amendment,
sir. Yes, sir.
We have an amendment by Supervisor Haas to this item. Is there any further discussion or comment on the amendment? Supervisor Rice?
Yeah, I think that there are, you know, situations that may arise that would suggest the need for more flexibility than the hard and fast restriction that's in the amendment. These are people that we're dealing with who have to, in some cases, sell a home, and we know what the market is like these days for home sales. And I'd hate to create this hardship on an employee who is a good employee of the county and who wants to continue in that capacity, but who is, by this amendment, forced to leave employment or suffer some significant economic consequences for being required to move into Milwaukee County. So I think that the language that was originally proposed is appropriate, and I'll be voting against the amendment.
Supervisor Lipscomb?
Eventually.
Oh, I'm sorry. Did he?
Go ahead. I'm going to anchor this one.
Just let me see if I can make sure I understand it. So the amendment would effectively double the time with which someone could serve from current practice, would double how long, because they would be able to get an extension up to a year. It's currently 6 months, right? There is no process for an extension for these employees.
Correct.
So current practice is 6 months, now it's a year. So we're not actually making it harder. We're still making it easier. So it's a difference of degree, whether you think residency is important and there has to be some limitation on it, or whether you just don't think that's an issue. Is that the heart of what we really got here? Okay. I appreciate talking to you.
look another way, though, it is a restriction from the language that's suggested before us. The language that's before us would allow extensions to be granted every 6 months. All right, so that could extend beyond a year in some unusual circumstances. So the amendment would restrict what was suggested to us by the author of it.
I just want to clarify that, actually. The extension date is not named in here. The reporting would be to the personnel committee, I believe, is how it's written. Yeah. So the report would be every 6 months. But the term would be not 6 months. So the grant could be for an amount that, say, a person knew their house was closing on a certain date, they could have an amount of time to reach that date. I think, let me just read it again to make sure.
It's line 58.
I'm reading off the amendment.
The recommendation from the county executive's office on this item is that the personnel committee becomes informed of extensions that are granted, and that information is shared every 6 months.
Yes.
It has no limitations on the length of the extension.
That was my understanding. Okay.
Yeah, sorry. No, that is accurate.
Okay, Mr. Chair.
Yes, Supervisor Lipscomb.
But as proposed, there would be no limitation. In the executive's proposal, there is no limitation. They would just keep informing us that they've extended people.
Right.
So the judgment would be theirs. So they're substituting their judgment for the county's policy. Whereas, as in Supervisor Haas's amendment, we're liberalizing it to allow them twice what we've currently allowed them. So we are giving latitude to the administration, but we're not giving them carte blanche.
Supervisor Burkhouse.
We're still on the amendment. I'm okay with the amendment. I'll speak on after the amendment.
Gotcha. Okay. The amendment is before us right now by Supervisor Haas. Mm-hmm. Any further comment or question? Please call the roll on the amendment.
Burkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Cesars.
No.
Rice.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
5 ayes, 2 noes. The amendment is approved.
Okay, we now have the resolution before us as amended. Did we get that motion?
No.
We did not.
Move to approve the resolution as amended.
Okay, thank you, Supervisor Burkowski.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chairman. How many people does this affect right now?
The circumstance, like the unclassified.
I don't care about the circumstance. How many people that have prominent jobs in this administration, in this county government, that are having a hard time becoming residents of this county? How many people is that?
To the best of my knowledge, it may be 2 or 3 that live outside of the county currently. I'm not sure of the status of one, which is why I'm hedging a little bit. I know that there was, I believe, a move, but I'm not 100% sure on that one. So we have 2 that could possibly fall into this category in the future.
Well, what I'm going to say probably will offend people.
It's time you moved into the county, Mr. Book.
I don't live in my district. I think that in the extreme circumstances, like medical examiner, like psychiatrist, where we are at their mercy, then I can say, okay, those people are hard to find, but everybody else is a dime a dozen. All right, so it needs to be said. Amen.
Nobody took offense. Okay. We have a motion.
I might get invited to Dunkin' Donuts though.
We might have, we have a motion before us by Supervisor Haas to approve as amended. Is there any further comments, questions? Hearing none, please call the roll on the resolution as amended.
Borkowski.
Aye.
Schmidt.
Aye.
Caesars.
No.
Rice.
No.
Lipscomb.
Aye.
Haas.
Aye.
Mr. Chair.
Aye.
Five ayes, two noes. The item is approved as amended.
Thank you.